didn't put a finger down to see her reaction.
Are you in the best relationship ever? If you put four or more fingers down, you're in a very good relationship. Okay, put a finger down if you have fun together. Put a finger down if you can be vulnerable and you can be yourself around each other. Put a finger down if you trust each other. Put a finger down if there's a great emotional and physical connection.
Yeah, see, even that little playful hit is out of line. Don't let your woman hit you, even in the playing way. The same thing with that whole shut up thing. Oh, shut up. Don't let your woman tell you to shut up. That's getting on the wrong path. That's getting too comfortable, because then she start telling you to shut up, you know, when it's fight time, when it's argument time. But I like what he's doing here. Even though this is just a TikTok joke, even playing like this is good, because it's going to make her question, like, wait, were you serious on that TikTok, or was it just a joke, or she's second guessing herself now? It's good to keep her in line. See, as a man, you never want to be in a position where it's just like, I love you, baby, you do nothing wrong, I can't live without you. No, make her wonder if you might leave her one day. It keep her on her toes. When women get comfortable, the disrespect start, they start slacking on the standards that you set for them. So yeah, keep them on their toes. Have them always wondering if you'll leave one day. That seems to be the only thing that keep them acting right. I wish it wasn't like that, but it is, so I just play the game. I don't argue the rules.
Put a finger down if you envision a future.
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Hey, that's what's up. He tall, all the women are infatuated with him. They'll give him the box, but then they'll be crying their eyes out the next day that, you know, he won't call back or he ghosted me. But here's the crazy part. They'll do it again for 10 years and never make a change for the better, because they rather keep getting dogged by Chad and Tyrone than never settle for a nice guy. So never feel sorry for him.
Yo, bro.
If you have a real, real attractive girlfriend and you guys are breaking up, she wants to leave. What value did she bring to the table other than her good looks? And what men do is they panic because they know it's hard to find an attractive woman because all these guys want to be with them. But at the end of the day, it's not just about your f***ing looks. And a guy of value like yourself, myself, we're not being conceited. We bring a lot of value to the table. Standards. And so if I was to line up 10 beautiful women here, I'm not interested unless you bring something to the table. Because you know what you're going to bring to the table if you have no value? A f***ing headache.
Facts. Even if they do bring something to the table, a lot of times that headache ain't worth it. It's just not worth it. The stress, the burden, her having these emotional breakdowns, mental breakdowns, tantrums, when something don't go or what, nah, I'm cool. Whatever she bring to the table, I'm sure these guys could bring it for themselves. I hate to say it, but even a good woman, I'm starting to think, is a terrible long-term investment. In my opinion, they all eventually go crazy and start tripping hard. It's usually three catalysts for that. One, when you move in with her. Two, after you have kids. Or three, after she just clearly older and more wrinkly and fatter, and she's going to blame that on you, even though it's not your fault. She's going to take it out on you. Essentially, even good women who are married end up old, bitter, angry cat ladies. The only difference is she has somebody to share her misery with when she married. That's the philosophy I'm starting to take on.
A
f***ing
headache
and drama.
Hottest job.
I don't know if I can say that. Attractive.
What's the least attractive job?
What are those who? Oh, janitor.
Oh, 80s. Yeah, you scrubbing the shit toilets. Oh, nah.
Or I would say a mechanic, but some mechanics make money. I met a mechanic before and he was broke.
The sad part is, she was dead ass serious.
We all know that a drug dealer is the top of the top of the top in the mind of a hood rat, B Dub. It doesn't get any higher than a kingpin. To black women who grew up in the hood, most of them. He got the money, he got the status, he got dudes scared of him, so she feel like he could protect her. Even though actually, being with a kingpin and a drug dealer and a gangster would be quicker to get you dealt with. And a janitor, yeah, he cleaning crappy toilets, he got low social status, probably getting bossed around by some guy. Women don't really respect jobs that don't come with social status and a lot of money, period. She don't care how hardworking you are. It just is what it is.
See, my problem is I got hoes in my phone that's trying to f*** with me, but I want you. But then again, I might be one of the hoes in your phone and you want somebody else.
Exactly. That's the case almost every time with these cute chicks. Yeah, you got dudes in your phone, but Every woman has about two or three guys that got away, or really, she never had a chance at them, but they hit a few times and imprinted on her mind. So yeah, once you get these chicks that already been with, you know, 5, 10, 15 guys, she got about two or three guys that she really would have been happy. Well, I take that back. Women are never happy. But she have two, three guys that she fantasizes about that she thinks she would have been happy with marrying and having a family with. Any other guy she end up with will be her 115th choice. And she's going to punish you for it. She's going to punish you because she had to settle for you.